Ms. Bo. If there's anybody in the other room that would like to speak, please come around and get in line here at the common council. Ms. Bo.
Linda Bo, 9717 South 35th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin, obviously. I'm here in support of the Strauss expansion. Strauss has been a great business and part of our commercial tax base for 50 years with very few complaints. Many companies who expand their businesses seek outside capital ventures to accomplish their goals. I live within 3/4 mile of the current Strauss facility and have never smelled or heard their operation, and my property value has never gone down, and my taxes are over $8,000 now. So the Common Council approved TID 6 back in 2018, not someone else. This real estate's proximity to the landfill doesn't make it the most prime real estate in Franklin. Surely with the seniority of the council, the list must be long, but of course when I asked, I couldn't even get a response of one other business who wanted to go in here. So in February 2020, Alderman Nelson moved to adopt a resolution for Ellers to do services in relation to expanding to amend the boundary of TID 6, which it was unanimous consent. So everybody was on board. Hanneman's newly elected, so don't want to speak for her. So in the Journal Sentinel article dated February 20th, 2020, the Strauss proposal to develop a new meat facility was being changed. This is advertised in the Journal Sentinel. This isn't something new. The Common Council, again, not someone else, on that Monday night, voted to change that contract between the city and Strauss on the 30 acres along Loomis Road. The minimum values would increase to $10 million and $20 million, respectively, for the years if Strauss included a slaughterhouse. Again, reported by the Journal Sentinel back in February. This is the amount of assessment needed if the city helps to pay for the development of $9 million in infrastructure through a TIF. So before all of this was done, we knew it was a slaughterhouse. In May 2020, the Common Council adopted another resolution to approve that project plan and boundaries of TID 6. We're expanding boundaries and having millions of tax of dollars of work completed on this TIF, and now come October, we pull the rug out from underneath the anchor tenant, and we just put the City of Franklin taxpayers on the hook. This is why the City of Franklin has the reputation it has. We pretend to be negotiating and working with businesses, and then we say, oops, we changed our mind. If there were questions, they should have been before you approved this stuff earlier. All agreements are approved by this Common Council, with the exception of Alderman Hanneman, because she wasn't here. In the early 2000s, for those without seniority, the citizens of Franklin changed the aldermanic term from 2 years to 3 years, and it was done to prevent businesses from having to start over with a newly elected Common Council every 2 years so the city could get more commercial businesses interested in Franklin and not have happen exactly what you did to Strauss 2 weeks ago. Apparently, I previously understated the tax increase, and now it's $1 million. It's a 4.5% increase. City's Director of Finance corrected me.
Thank you.
So please vote yes for Strauss.
Thank you, Ms. Bo. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Galalo Kata. Sky Eyes are running free. And my children attend Indian Community School. And I grew up at 10356 West Steeple View Lane. And I'm here to talk about something really quaint and primitive, and that's the fact that this is morally reprehensible. These are children. These are children who are physically compromised from centuries of people poisoning them. And this is the same thing here now today. Strauss is such a European-sounding name. It's perfect. If this goes through, this will be a mar on Strauss's good name, although it sounds like it's a completely different company and isn't what it was all these years anyhow. Okay, this is the number one indigenous school in the entire world. It is leading the entire world in children regaining culture that was stolen from them. Okay? They have diabetes. They have all kinds. COVID is hitting them way harder than anyone else because we have been poisoned Smallpox blankets. You're spitting on us. In the backyard, you're polluting us. Okay? The meat industry is one of the biggest polluters of the planet. And you're going to spit on us? And this is a sacred space. It can't happen here. These are children. This is where I grew up. It's a beautiful space. There's a better spot for it. Come on, you guys are creative. You're business people. You can solve this. Keep the money, keep the taxes, put it somewhere else in Franklin. Solve it. This is the wrong place. And I have a 7-year-old. I have a K-5, or she's 4. I have a 2-year-old. I have an infant. None of these people, except with the exception of the last woman, lived next to it, and they did not live next to a plant of this magnitude. That driving by is a totally different thing. Okay? So if any of you, which it's some of you may care and some of you may well not, this is the wrong thing. This is morally reprehensible, and I ask you to care. It's 2020. Who cares about right and wrong? But it's wrong. So whatever you vote, it's wrong. And it's been said, it's on the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jan Tesler. I live at 8697 South Deerwood Lane. Is that better? Jan Tesler, 8697 South Deerwood Lane, Franklin. I emailed all of the aldermen today. I spoke to my alderman today. I left the message for Mr. Olson and never got a call back. I'm sure you're busy. I get it. Anyway, I too was curious as to why we were revoting. Obviously, this is on someone's main agenda. I understand that things have changed from when this started, the planning of this property for this proposal. Things have changed. I was going to go over what I had put in the email. You've heard it all before. You know what all the people feel. The residents don't want this. The people who live in this area do not want this. But what I really want to talk about now is all these people who've gotten up here talking about what a wonderful company Strauss is, how they drive past their company, and they don't, it's wonderful. We're not talking about the same thing here. The new proposed building is totally different than where they're at in the industrial park. We're talking about a building and a processing plant that is going to be almost 4 times what they're doing now. You can't, and not only that, I'm sure the Strauss family is a wonderful family. I have no doubt. They've been doing business here for 50 years. They don't own the company. They are not the majority owners of the company anymore. We're not talking about a local business person in our community. We're talking about an equity firm out of Texas. Do we have anything written in this where they cannot sell it? We don't, that I know of. No one has at least told any of us this. The person who got up before talking about the studies and all this that you could have required of Strauss, you didn't do that, as far as we know. If you did, I'd like to know. I'd like to know if you required it. I'd like to know why we're doing a revote when it was voted no, my understanding, because they didn't meet the requirements for a special use permit. So what has changed? Did they meet those requirements now? Did they do everything they were supposed to do? No one, you haven't informed us. And the word transparency has been brought up many times tonight already. And that's the thing. There's no transparency. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. For those of you out in the hall waiting to speak, it'd be better if you kind of started to come in rather than wait out there. Let's speed the process up a little bit. Good evening, sir. Please get a little closer to the microphone. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Samir Mehta. My address is 4700 Elmbrook Way in Brookfield. You might wonder why this guy from Brookfield is here to talk at the Franklin Common Council. The answer is simple. We do not want a slaughterhouse in Franklin, but also we do not want in the greater Milwaukee area. We have been closely watching this contentious topic, and we were so happy that Strauss was rejected. It is absurd to me that this is back for reconsideration in a few days when nothing has changed. Is there a reason why Franklin officials are not listening to the residents? Why are you not listening to my friends who live here? Today I am here, tomorrow there are more people will come here with us and just to oppose this idea and this resolution for this, because we care about the community, and I do care about my friends who live here around here, and mainly I care about the innocent animals who will be sacrificed for the straws to fill up their bank account. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Deepak Ahuja. Residing at 6828 South Juliana Drive. In our last meeting, I came and spoke. The only point that I was emphasizing was not the issue with the business, but with the business location. So I am putting that point again and again. Means why we are giving the Franklin land to the business that none of the residents want to use. Are the straws paying more taxes or creating more job than other people? Other businesses. So are we shortage of having any offer from some other businesses, like any grocery or any other stores, right? So if there is real shortage, then I don't know. Means right now everybody is looking for a good community to grow their business. I will just give an example. Say in my home, say I have a two-car garage. I bought a first car, and it was, say, $30,000 car. And then, after a few days, I got the good car in more reasonable price. But I can't put it or buy a new one because I already purchased that one, and I gave my home a spot or a land. With this example, what I'm trying to say is it is difficult to get rid of something which you already put. You have a limited land. Suppose there are 10 of the businesses that you can think about, and if one business is accommodated by this guy, this company, then you are, we can say, avoiding or stopping in future any other good businesses. So I don't think that is a good, wise decision, because it is, you can get in them, but it is difficult to get out, right? It's not a once in a while or a year lease or something. And obviously, as our Franklin resident, everybody is impacted. See, I don't come out much due to this COVID situation with the kids at the house, but this is the second time with this large gathering, right? Why we are coming out here, it's all more emotional grounds also with these kinds of businesses. So I hope you all have your own family, everybody knows. So consider this Franklin as your family and see what impact we have, okay? So just think about that, and you may get good businesses in future. Franklin is not a place that nobody wants to come. Okay, thank you.
Dan Schaap, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. I am a development manager for Bear Real Estate Group, and we are the owner and master developer of the Loomis Business Park and Ryan Meadows subdivision. Since 2017, we have invested a countless amount of time, effort, and resources into this project to ensure a high-quality development. We respectfully request the City Council's support of the reconsideration and granting of the Strauss Brand Special Use Permit. The Strauss Project is the anchor of the Loomis Business Park and a critical catalyst for the success of the project. Based on the project location, existing zoning, site engineering, and traffic studies, the Strauss Brand's proposal is ideally located. Denying this project would be detrimental to the expected tax increment of the district, the viability of future users within Loomis Business Park, and would negatively impact the local economy and the Franklin taxpayers. Bear Real Estate Group owns the balance of the development, including property on three sides of the Strauss parcel. Based on the Strauss brand's site and operational plans, we firmly believe that the Strauss use will not have a negative impact on the Loomis Business Park, Ryan Meadows subdivision, or the general area. Because we are neighbors, we thoroughly vetted the Strauss brand's use and potential impacts prior to the land sale to protect the success of the overall project. The entire development has been carefully planned and programmed to accommodate Strauss brands as a compatible use in the development. The residential component, Ryan Meadows, is separated by distance, landscape berms, and a 22-acre natural area. We continue to receive strong interest from local builders for available home sites and do not believe sales pricing or velocity will be affected by the Strauss project. We strongly encourage the reconsideration of the Strauss brand's proposal for the benefit of the entire Franklin community, including those businesses that are considering making a future investment in the city of Franklin. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Lalit Rora. I live on Windrush Lane. I'm not here to talk about the religious or the economic or the political reasons why we shouldn't allow this. I'm here to talk about why I sort of disagree with the ethics of this organization in question. The land that they are proposing this to be built on is a M1 industrial that helped knock 50% of the value of their tax bill. And over the past 3 years, this organization has come under scrutiny for several issues, and they have failed to acquire proper permit from MMSD and DNR to properly treat, to have proper treatment systems in place. And it feels to me that this organization has failed to be transparent, and they sort of lack the integrity in being transparent. I want you all to know that we value our businesses, and we want to empower businesses to expand and come to Franklin, but I personally can't really get behind a company that has severe gaps in what they claim to be their core values vis-a-vis their actions. So I would ask you all to reconsider my plea. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tim Tesler. I live at 8697 South Deerwood Lane. I'm here to hope that the Common Council votes again against this. One of the reasons is because although Strauss may have been a great neighbor and a great business in the city of Franklin for 50 years, they kind of showed their true colors when they tried to make a deal in Milwaukee, and when that failed, now they're back here. The second thing is somebody had brought up Cudahy earlier. I'm also going to bring up Cudahy as well. I don't know if anybody on the Common Council and the mayor remembers the fire that happened at the Patrick Cudahy plant in July of 2009. That was not a fault of the business. However, during that fire, there were anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia that leaked out, resulting in a 14-hour forced evacuation of residents living within a one-mile radius of the fire site. I certainly didn't move to Franklin to have a business go up where something may happen with the amount of chemicals that the fire department in this city has already said they can't take care of, and then look forward to possibly being evacuated from my home should anything happen at the Strauss plant, if it does go up, where I have to be evacuated for anywhere from, you know, 1 to 14 or longer hours. I did not move here for that. You can check back July 5th, 2009. The errant fire started by some goofball that lit off a military flare that landed on the roof, started the plant on fire, resulting in a fire that well over 30 fire departments had to come to. I lived in Milwaukee at the time, and I could hear fire trucks from Ozaukee County coming to Cudahy to fight the fire. We don't need that here if the fire department isn't prepared to handle something like that at this time.
Mr. Tesler?
Yes, sir.
It just so happens, now, nobody called me a bully, all right? It just so happens that we happen to have the Cudahy fire chief, who was the commander of that fire, here.
Okay. Can you confirm that it was a 14-hour evacuation?
Chief Mayor. Hold on, let me find you. Hold on, Chief. Here. I got to get the right one here.
The city was evacuated for the potential leak. We thought there was a leak occurring. There was a threat of a leak occurring. That's why the city was evacuated. It was evacuated proactively to protect the citizens of the community. The leak didn't occur to anywhere near what you're suggesting.
Well, I read that from an EPA report.
The rest of the fire is what took the time to put out. It was a very complicated fire, very complicated building, a very large building, and it did take several hours and a lot of firefighters to put out, but it wasn't because of the ammonia. And this is not a reflection of my in favor of this project or not in favor of the Strauss project today. I'm just telling the facts that there was not that great of a leak of the anhydrous ammonia. It was a threat, and that's why the community was evacuated proactively for their protection. The fire is what took the time, a very large old building, very large fire, extremely large and very complicated. That's what took the time. It wasn't the anhydrous ammonia. And again, this is not a reflection of whether I'm in favor or not in favor of Strauss. I'm just saying I had to correct that. It's not because that size of a leak occurred.
Apparently the report that was filed with the EPA by an on-site gentleman was obviously a lie, because that report listed that anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia had leaked out, and that was the cause of the evacuation. So,
okay,
someone somewhere has filed
something. Thank you
very much. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name's Annette Duncan. I live at 10356 West Steepleview Lane, so within the circle that was talked about earlier. I have been an English professor for 33 years, and I've always said that it's narrative that's going to change the world, not so much facts. So I want to start with a couple quick stories for you. One is, tomorrow it will be 20 years to the day since my family and I purchased our wonderful home, our family home. We raised our 7 kids there. It's been fabulous. We were asked by my husband's business just to move within the parameters of Milwaukee County. We had that whole place to choose from. We chose Franklin. We chose Franklin because of its reputation and its beauty. We chose Franklin because everybody knew it was a desirable, wonderful place to live, and it has been. Let me tell you another story. I was out in LA a few years ago and doing laundry, probably TMI, but doing laundry, and another guy was in there doing laundry, and after a while you just talk because it gets awkward, right? So we started talking. He was an educator pursuing a grant from Australia. He had been across the nation looking at indigenous schools, and he said he had one more, which was the top school to go to out of all of his research worldwide. We got to talking, and you guessed it. It was Franklin Indian Community Center. I was so proud. That project was within a mile of my home. Nowadays, my own grandchildren attend Indian Community School, and it's a fabulous place. Beautiful. Well, you know, I don't have to tell you. So this project, this vision, ICC, brought enduring benefit to countless lives. This slaughterhouse project is diametrically opposed in vision to that sort of Franklin that we've all known and loved. I'm in leadership, too, where I teach and other places. I understand the pressures that you're under. I get it. I also understand the potential that each one of you has tonight to make a huge difference in the trajectory of our community. I tell my students, my freshmen, when they come, that their choices that first year are sort of like adjusting a rudder to go across a lake. It may feel like an imperceptible little choice, but the trajectory, where you end up, is very different based on the choices that you make. I implore you, it's a strong word, but it's from my heart, I implore you tonight, for homeowners, for residents, for the so many countless people who would be here if they knew, if they understood, set the rudder in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Manish Shroff, 8232 South Preserve Way. I want to say three things. Why is the voice of the citizens of Franklin not being heard by having a second vote? Secondly, why is the Common Council holding this vote in the middle of a pandemic that is out of control in the state of Wisconsin? And lastly, the lack of transparency, accountability, and responsibility of this Common Council is appalling. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is David Duncan. I live at 10356 West Steepleview Lane. I want to say I am against this. Let me ask any of you, have you ever worked at a slaughterhouse? Because I have, and I can tell you what happens. And I'm concerned about the lack of transparency. I am concerned that our mayor has called an employee in because at the slaughterhouse I worked at, when a woman's hand was crushed off, I got called in and they attempted to intimidate me to tell me that what happened while I was there and witnessed it didn't happen. Eventually, the truth came out. There are obviously people and there is money involved here, but this is not the same company that came in that was family owned. I'm happy that we have a small plant in a business park. Go throughout the United States, big plants are out in rural areas for a reason. Some of it is the pollution, and it will be the smell. It will be. It may be contained a little bit now, but if this expands, you have not been there, I have. This is not what we came to Franklin for. It will affect property prices. Money speaks. I think at this school that we have indigenous people, we have violated something like 375 treaties with our Native American people. We have built something here in Franklin that is worth saving.